It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hard to believe my final hour here live at Anna Maria Island. Beautiful Florida. It's going to be a fantastic day weather-wise here in the weekend. And we're just wrapping it up at the Oyster Bar. I want to thank John and Amanda Horn again for opening up early. And you've been tremendous guests and hosts. And come see them on Bridge Street on Anna Maria Island. Elliot Falcioni, the executive director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we have with us from the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vice President of Florida Operations. What a nice tag that is to have for Jeff Podobnik. Jeff, I've seen you many times, obviously with the challenges of the storms, a lot of Pirates fans. Are we good to go for spring training?
Well, first, Larry, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me on your show. Born and raised in Pittsburgh, grew up listening to you
USC.
On the radio.
USC.
Upper St. Clair, that is correct.
Wait a minute. List grew up listening to me on the radio. Come on, man.
That makes you pretty... No, forget it.
You know, the two hurricanes that hit us this past month, you know, Pirate City and Lecom Park took a hit. But I would say not as bad as the folks out here on Anna Maria Island and the Gulf Coast islands out here. So my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody out here on this island. But we're doing everything we can to be ready. We'll be ready for spring training.
And I appreciate this nice Bradenton shirt and hat. The Marauders play here, obviously, the affiliation with the organization. But this is really cool because it has that pirate-like script that says Bradenton.
Yeah, that's right. Our general manager of the Bradenton Marauders, Craig Wojcicki, kind of stole the idea of the Pittsburgh script in the Pittsburgh Pirate uniform in that script, and he took that idea and created the Bradenton script. And so that's one of our alternate logos and uniforms for the A-ball Bradenton Marauders here in Florida.
In just a few short months, though, it'll be go time. How about Paul Skeens and the love he's getting around the league?
Oh,
pretty
awesome.
Exciting. Is he fun to watch?
Oh, it's awesome. He's the real deal. Yeah, great guy. Got to meet him several times in spring training, and we're just... We're hoping the best for him. He did a fantastic job this past year, and looking forward to seeing him in spring training.
Operationally, though, you'll be good to go then.
We should. Again, we got some damage at Pirate City and Lecom Park, and we're working with our local contractors to do everything we can to get it back up and running. And you know, our goal is to have it back up and running in the first of February, and as soon as we can, to have Pirate baseball starting with spring training again. We'll be fine.
And Elliot, you've been, you know, for years and years, you used to work for the Pirates, for those that don't know, actually back in the day. And I joke with Elliot, Jeff, he came down to spring training and never left.
Well, kind of same with Jeff.
Yeah.
So Jeff and I started up in Pittsburgh together. Now I'll just say north of 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would agree with Jeff. When we were young, you would tell us that we would have no school when it snowed really bad.
That's right. I remember those days.
Thank you.
After thank you
Jack
very
Bogut.
Little.
Yes. But Jeff, it's great to see you. A lot of Northeasterners, Midwesterners, they think of a spring training community as just a 6-week. You know, period of baseball, but Pirate City, your operation is 12 months a year. Tell us a little bit more what you bring to the community.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I don't like to refer Pirate City as a spring training home. It's a player development facility. We're a year-round facility. You know, we have players there right now, 80 plus players working out and getting better at baseball. And you know, once you know, we'll have a little bit of a downtime with player development in November and December, and then we'll be right back at it with our players at Pirate City leading into spring training. And then after spring training, the season starts. And we got the Gulf Coast League Pirates at Pirate City, and we got the Bradenton Marauders over at Lecom. And, you know, again, we're a year-round facility for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And if in most cases, if a major league player gets hurt and they're ready to start playing, a lot of times they're going to be sent to Bradenton and play in a few Marauders games.
Sure. And that's happened several times. You know, Pirate City's kind of the rehab hub for all of our players from the major leagues down. And, you know, when they're ready to come out off of rehab, they'll maybe play a game over at the Marauders and then move their way up to get back to Pittsburgh.
Well, I've been coming to spring training for 23 years, and this place has changed tremendously in that time period. But yet, Anna Maria Island's kind of maintained that old Florida charm. So it's the best of both worlds. And with the airport getting busier and expanding, Elliot, obviously nonstops to Pittsburgh are key. You have Southwest and Allegiant, and they pick up those nonstops as we get into the winter months, right?
They will increase some no later than February 1st. So Allegiant right now is flying twice a week. Southwest is flying twice a week. We're hoping that the month of March that Southwest is flying 7 days a week nonstop from Pittsburgh to Sarasota Bradenton International. It's a 2-hour and 20-minute nonstop flight. You just experienced it last night. And when you land at that beautiful, what I call a country club airport, you're literally about 12 minutes from Lecom Park.
Well, and it's Elliot's responsibility to get the Pittsburghers down here out of that weather up there in February and March down to Bradenton and come to see Pittsburgh Pirates spring training games.
Don't tell him I said so, but he's done a pretty good job at that. Meanwhile, I got to share one memory that sticks in my mind. We were broadcast outside for our week here, outside the clubhouse, and for a period of time they had a patch of grass. It was just triangled. It was the most watered patch of grass in the planet. Well, we didn't know it at the time. It was the coldest it's ever been. It dropped to 38 degrees, and we were broadcasting live. I was actually wearing a Snuggie. It was terrifying. And as we went on the air at 5, as the, you know, ID was coming up, da-da-da-da-da-da, we heard pssst, pssst. All the sprinklers came up and sprayed us. So we were cold, 38 degrees. And when John Wehner came to be on the show, I was literally inside the truck with the mic cords going out the window, and he's, and you know John Wayne,
yep,
is like,
oh yeah,
you know his sense of humor. What's wrong with him? Do you remember that, Elliot? Well,
yes, but for the record, Jeff was working in Pittsburgh, so that wasn't on his watch.
No, I wasn't suggesting that. It was just a special moment. I noticed they eliminated that patch of grass now.
Well, so I was going to blame John and Amanda's niece for that, because she's our assistant head groundskeeper in charge of Lecom baseball fields, and I'm just going to throw her a little shout out. She just won the groundskeeper of the year for the Florida State League and the groundskeeper of the year for all of A-ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and so let's hear it.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Nice. Unbelievable. Yeah. This winter, obviously, Pittsburghers that are ready to come to spring training, they want to catch a few games. They can buy single tickets as we speak right now?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I wish you would have told me the dates.
That's okay.
Individual tickets are going to be going on sale, I think, the first week of December.
Okay.
I'm going to say like December 5th, December 6th.
And we'll be up there with you at Pirate Fest after the holidays.
Yep.
So we can share more information about spring training games and everything that entails.
Yep, absolutely.
Jeff,
absolutely.
Thanks for coming out this morning. Good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you, Larry, and hope you enjoy the Bradenton Marauder swag.
I love it. You know what? What did Ron Cook used to say? There's two types of beer. What his favorite beer was free and free light. Anyway.
And that man's living in Naples now.
That's right.
Yes.
Poor Naples. Jeff Podobnik, who is the Pirates Vice President of Florida Operations and Upper St. Clair guy. Thank right. you, partner. Enjoy.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Elliot.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Pitt's Pat Bostic, former Pitt quarterback, as Pitt gets ready to host Clemson tomorrow. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville, here's Ellen Gamble.
All right. Thanks, Larry. And it's a pretty good ride around the rush hour right now. We have a couple of delays remaining, some holdovers, if you will, for the Friday morning commute. If you have to come inbound on the Parkway East right now, you are slow right around the Edgewood-Swissvale area as you hit the brakes occasionally going into those Squirrel Hill tunnels this morning. Parkway West inbound is sluggish right around the runaway truck sand pile fitting into the Fort Pitt tunnels. And we wanted to remind you, if you're planning to travel the Route 51 ramp to southbound Interstate 79 in Robinson Township this weekend, you're going to need to leave some extra travel time. They're planning to close that ramp. That 51 ramp to 79 will close at 7 tonight through 6 on Sunday. That Neville Island ramp from exit 65 from northbound 79 to Grand Avenue. The good news is that's going to reopen by about the same time to serve as part of the detour, but in any case, leave extra travel time. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 925. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we're looking at 56 this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Some morning fog, few light. City of Pittsburgh football team tomorrow. And joining us, former Pitt quarterback, who is also the senior associate athletic director of Major Gifts and Development, my good friend Pat Bostic, color analyst for the broadcast. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, partner. How are you, Larry?
Good. I happened to be at the Oyster Bar on the pier, Bridge Street, here in Anna Maria Island, and the owner, John Horn, happens to be a graduate of all places, Clemson. So he almost didn't let me in the place, but we're looking forward to this game. Panthers have struggled the last two. How do they match up against a really talented Tiger team?
Well, it's a big game, and Clemson's playing really good football. They've got a really good running back in Phil Maffa. Quarterback Cade Klubnik has been very efficient. I think both defensive and offensive lines are the strength of their team. But, hey, Pat Narduzzi prides himself and his program on stopping the run, so expect them to be up to the task. And we'll see who plays at quarterback. Obviously, Eli Holstein's left the game in two of Pitt's last three opportunities. Nate Yarnell is a capable player, capable backup, that if pressed into duty, I think is ready to go. Pat Narduzzi's teams have always stepped up in these games, and a stat that comes to mind is, you know, they've beaten a ranked team in eight straight seasons. So they'll have an opportunity this week and certainly next week with Louisville, it seems, to do just that for a ninth straight year. And they always seem to rise to the occasion when people count them out.
You know, Pat Narduzzi is 2-2 against Dabo Swinney, and it's a game that where I think Narduzzi likes to be the underdog.
Yeah, you know him well, and so do I. I think the chip on the shoulder is a real thing. I thought they had that coming into the season. Obviously, you start 7-0, and you start to become the hunted, not the hunter. But I think they've resumed that hunter mentality. They've been knocked back a couple slots due to a couple straight losses, but they love this mentality, and it's senior day, and what better way to send your seniors out there, 19 seniors, 14 of which have been with the program for over 4 years. What a better way to send them off at Acrisure Stadium than with a win over the 20th ranked Tigers.
And I know you spent some time now in his 28th season, Chris LaSalla, who has been just a key and a solid, you know, Aliquippa native. He's such a big part of the football program. He's basically director of football operations, and he pays very close attention. And I love that you guys, every year, we have a chance for him to kind of talk about what each senior has contributed to this program.
Yeah, we sit down. It's rather lengthy. You go through each guy. The thing about Chris LaSalla that you know, I can attest to as a former player, Doran can as well, is, you know, he becomes a father figure to a lot of us, to the majority of players that, you know, wear that Pitt script. You're in his office asking for advice on one thing or the other, and he gets to know each player on a personal level. So do coaches, but Chris in a different way, because he's so fixated on making sure that every player has what they need to logistically be successful, not just in football, but academically and then certainly in life. And so talking to him, he's got a unique insight into each young man and Some of them he's been around for 6 years, believe it or not. So Chris is a great man. He's a friend. And like I said, he's a father figure to a lot of us, and that includes many of these 19 seniors that will make the walk tomorrow afternoon.
And it's hard to believe, partner, this is the last home game of the season.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll be on to Louisville next weekend and then finish the regular season in Boston. That said, looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate, so we expect a big crowd and a nice opportunity for a walk-up for a noon kick.
Yeah, I think so. I think hopefully some of the energy from the Peterson Event Center tonight, Pitt, West Virginia, the basket brawl, as they call it, at the Pete tonight at 8 o'clock. Hopefully people, you know, maybe just, you know, carry the festivities into tomorrow morning down on the North Shore. And that's a great sports weekend in the best sports town in America, Pittsburgh, with hoops. And Pitt volleyball plays tonight at 5 o'clock. They're number one in the country. Pitt basketball tonight, Pitt football tomorrow, and then what better way to cap the weekend than Steelers-Ravens on Sunday. And I'll be at the game. I look forward to hearing you grace in the airwaves of the public address system.
Boy, you're right. This is going to be an exciting weekend. The renewal to backyard brawl, they call it the basket brawl at the Pete tonight. Pitt Clemson tomorrow, Steelers Ravens Sunday, the great Pat Bostick. All right, partner, I'll see you over at the stadium tomorrow morning.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. Look forward to working with you as always. It's an honor. We're very lucky to do what we do.
Amen, brother. Coming to you from Anna Maria Island, just off the coast of Bradenton. We're at the Bridge Street Pier Oyster Bar. And again, I want to thank John and Amanda Horn. They've been absolutely terrific in their hospitality. And Dan Zangrilli knows this area very well as he gets ready for high school football. Dano, good morning.
Good morning, Lair. How are we doing?
Good. This is a great place to do a flash visit. I got to come back when I can stay a little longer because I'm coming right back. And what a weekend in Pittsburgh when it comes to football, starting with Pine Richland and Bethel Park playoffs, and then you've got games tomorrow too.
We do, Larry. Three games in a matter of 24 hours on the high school front. A semifinal matchup tonight that's going to be absolutely terrific. Pine Richland, Bethel Park. The winner of that goes on to the 5A championship. They'll play the winner of Upper St. Clair and Peters Township on the other side of the bracket. And then tomorrow, the McKeesport Tigers look for their first WPIAL championship in 20 years. They take on their rival, Thomas Jefferson. It's a rematch of a game that was won by TJ in overtime. And then the nightcap in the 6A championship game tomorrow, that'll be North Allegheny Central Catholic. So again, to recap, tonight it's Bethel Pine Richland. Tomorrow afternoon at 12 from Norwin High School, the 4A title game. It's McKeesport TJ, and then at night, it's the 6 p.m. 6A showdown, Central Catholic, North Allegheny.
Somebody here wants to say hello, Mr. Zangrilli.
Okay.
Dan, it's your good friend Elliot. How are you, sir?
Oh, my man. He is. What's going on? How are you? How are you holding
up,
man? I mean,
I was all telling Larry that everything's going great. The recovery is tremendous, and tourists are coming back. But I was telling Larry that you and I had some fun at the historic Powell Crosley Estate not too long ago.
So I tell people about that all the time, where I was your dinner guest, and we crashed a party together. And it was, I'm not sure what it was, but it's obviously an amazing property. And the way that thing is built, I'm sure that was unscathed because they built that thing right. It is a grandiose mansion. And anybody, and that's right off of what, Tamiami Trail? Is that?
Right across from the airport, and we only had some bamboo come down. So, yeah, it is built like a tank. But I always remember that your program director, P.J. Comanchik, who stayed there by himself, always told us that some lady was talking to him in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that was possible. That could have been possible.
I was an eyewitness, not an ear witness, when we were staying at the Crosley. We were in the old bunkhouse where the I guess the staff stayed, right?
Correct.
And first night, PJ's face was white as a ghost. He comes out and he said, a woman just said hello to me. And we're like, really? I said, what did she say? Hello. So we tortured him for some time, but we got a tour of the Crosley later. You were showing us all the radios. Crosley, he owned the Reds at one point.
Of course.
He had, you know, the ballpark there, and he was this incredible inventor. And they were telling us the history and how the passing ships used to see a woman standing on the veranda. And we go, that's her. PJ, that's Mrs. Crosley said hello to you.
Well, I told PJ, I said, look, you got to come back, and I'll make sure I have the holy water and incense available, and that gave him reprieve.
Well, I got to say this, guys. Elliot, you are as good a champion for an area, and I know you're a Pittsburgh guy, but nobody does a better job of championing an area better than you do for the greater Bradenton, Sarasota area, and I appreciate everything that you've done for us over the years, and it's really good to hear you, and I hope you're doing well, man.
Thank you, brother. It's been a great partnership, and there's nothing better to have a sister city called Pittsburgh.
Hey, Dan, one more thing before you go. I remember you sent me a picture when you were down here. I think it was one of the first years you came for spring training, and our team put you up at some, before there was Airbnb.
Yeah.
This was, and there, you sent me a picture of like a Auntie Anne's pretzel stapled to the wall.
So,
and then stuffed crow like the movie The Birds, Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes, this was B.E. This was before Elliot, and he came in and he was able to rescue us. I believe that establishment, the place that we stayed at, has since been torn down, Larry.
At Elliot's request.
That's awesome.
I think I still have those photos. Yeah, there were taxidermied birds on the wall and everything. It was quite the scene.
Oh, man. Meanwhile, you're going to have a busy weekend, my friend. It starts at 6, the Swartop Financial pregame show, the game powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Dan Zangrilli. Do it up, brother. Nobody does it better.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the love, and hope everybody can tune in. It's going to be an absolutely, as you mentioned, terrific, terrific weekend for football.
Yeah, and as you're driving around, check out Dan Zangrilli, Coach Johnny Lee. You got Donnie Football on the field, and they do a great job, Elliot. They really do. I mean, high school football is a big deal, but the way they've done this has taken it to another level.
Look forward to it. Dan, you and your family come visit soon.
Thanks, Elliot. Appreciate you.
We'll get you another Airbnb with some stuffed birds. Meantime, Elliot, this morning for me flew. Thank you. And literally, I flew in yesterday, and I'm flying out after the show. But I want to come back when we can spend a little more time. But we're all thinking about the folks who are still recovering down here. Thank God nobody lost their lives in the process. And the team here looks like they've done a remarkable job so far in a recovery effort.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. And, you know, we'll consistently let Pittsburghers and our other target markets know the truth about the state of our region, but we're open for business. Gosh, looking over the water here, did you see the pelicans just skimming the water of Sarasota Bay, Larry? A bird that has been around for 30 million years.
Oh, look at you going Marlon Perkins on us.
And then you have the manatees that are prehistoric, you know, that may visit us right here. So it's a special place.
And, isn't it ironic? It's Manatee County and the Manatee River, and the media ambassador award that you gave me was a manatee.
That's correct. It had quite the facial expression.
It did. It looked very sad and overweight. Thank you. I appreciate that. Elliot, we appreciate your partnership.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to continue to support the effort here and thank everybody that's been a part of this morning show. I'm going to jump on a plane, come home. We got a big weekend in the Berg, too. And coming up, we'll check on weather and traffic next on the Big K Morning Show. Go. Weekend is upon us, and 10 to 2, your host is the great Marty Griffin. Get Marty. Marty in the studio yet, Aaron? If not,
not yet.
Do want to thank you for working overtime this morning, because when I'm on remote, Aaron has to do a whole lot more. So thank you. And Elliot wants to thank you, too.
Aaron, you're awesome. You have to come down with your husband, so please, let's coordinate sooner than later.
I absolutely will, Elliot. Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure this morning.
Yes, hopefully I'll see you soon.
Yes.
And Elliot, tonight you got Leonard Skinnerd. Don't do anything crazy, will you?
And Marcus King. So it's going to be a fun time. Wish you were here, Larry.
And how much do you hope to raise to help the locals here who have been, many cases, out of work since the hurricanes?
We're probably going to be in the $300,000 to $400,000 range that we'll actually push towards the employees that need to help pay their bills.
All right. I hear Marty Griffin has now entered the studio.
Oh, man. Wow.
Have you met Marty
Elliott? Did you bring
your
jet?
Not in person. Marty and I have chatted over the years on the phone.
Yeah. Larry, did you bring your jet?
Yeah, Southwest.
Wow.
Allegiant on the way down nonstop, and Southwest on the way back. So what do you got going on today, Marty?
We're going to get into this tailgating thing. It's fascinating what's happening with tailgating in America. It's now become a lot of folks, Larry, they just party and tailgate, and they don't go to the games. And that's fine and good unless you already have a space at these stadiums. You know how this goes, Larry. They start to, now they're having organized parties. Now they're having, you got to pay to get to the tailgate. So now we end up having a business going on in the parking lot. And it creates problems for the Steelers. It creates problems for fans. And the fans all want to do what they want to do. But there is a line, and apparently it's been crossed. We're going to talk to your friend, my friend, Merrill Stabile. It's actually fascinating what's happening, isn't it, Larry? How popular the Steelers have become.
Oh, my gosh. And think about when we were kids, the North Shore was basically the cement donut that was Three River Stadium with a field of asphalt all around it. The development they had hoped that would bring in the early 70s never happened.
That's right.
And now with the two stadiums, you know, you got the best ballpark in America, PNC, you got AccraShure, and in between and all around, it's just exploded. And now you got Rivers Casino, and just around the corner will be this new Esplanade. I know you talked about Lucas Piatt doing that too, and the crunch for tailgaters, they're squeezing more and more out. There's almost no place to tailgate anymore for some people.
Yeah, and it's really important to some people. Larry, you know this, man. There are people that have like whole big time grills and tents, and it's this whole cultural thing. But the fact is, and folks out there who know this, you pay a lot for those spaces, and when you get there and there's some friggin' truck with 18 wheels and a band, and you got to pay to get in, it kind of creates tension. And Larry mentioned something really important. There's less and less space, brother. So now everybody's fighting to get... Larry, when we grew up, they didn't have tailgates. What happened was our parents and our grandparents snuck booze into the games. They would bring flasks. Hey, Larry, my friends went to a Cleveland Browns Steelers game in Cleveland and brought a keg into the game. If I'm lying, I'm dying, brother.
That's your people.
That's my people. Jack Cavalier and Tootie. So we're going to talk about that.
Central.
We're going to talk
what
about
else you got?
A dramatic incident that happened last night. The stress of these strikes, man. This PG strike has gone on for almost 2 years and longer. One of the guys was cited last night for throwing a chair against the wall, broke the wall. It's so sad, Larry, when something like the Post-Gazette, and we have a lot of friends that work there and write there. There's so much tension, and this strike has gone on and on and on and on. There's no end in sight, and it got real ugly last night. We're going to talk about the stress of these strikes and how they really have no leverage anymore. It's unfortunate, sir.
All right, before you go, you coming down the Pitt game or the Steelers?
Not sure.
You're waiting.
Definitely not the Steelers. Definitely not. I'd rather watch most of them from home. I love the Steelers. I'm obsessed. But I'm just a pain in the ass, and I don't have the patience, and I don't feel like messing with all the stuff to get in and out. Pit games are easier. The crowds aren't as rowdy. There aren't as many drunks. The tailgates aren't as crazy. I'm just being honest. Pit games are a lot easier to go to and enjoy. They just are.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right, brother. Have a good trip.
Marty Griffin coming up next. Elliot Felcioni, can't thank you enough. Have a great night. With your boy Skinnerd. Well, it's not boy. I mean, there's a whole group of them.
Thank you, Larry. Safe travels back to the Berg.
All right, here we go. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.